The health minister of South Africa had an urgent meeting this week with the World Health Organization regarding extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis. The new strain has been causing problems around the world, but its harshest effect is being felt in southern Africa. The Stop TB partnership at the WHO is holding an emergency meeting on the topic in 2 weeks. Dr. Mario Raviglione is head of this Stop TB program. He explains how the new drug-resistant strain has been passed around the world.
We know the existence of this form of tuberculosis in the Baltic countries, for example. And we know it in Korea, for example. We know it in the USA. But in these countries, it's an endemic type of situation, which means, essentially, it is a chronic situation that is relatively stable, where you have patients that present themselves with this type of disease and can be subject to some type of treatment that potentially can even come and cure maybe 50, 60% of them. But in another setting, which is the African setting, the same form of TB that we see in the Baltics or in other parts of the world has been affecting HIV-positive individuals. And it has happened in a situation where the possibility of spreading rapidly was there. And the consequence of this has been an epidemic, and we now really do not know the extent of this epidemic yet, because we still have to embark on proper studies and surveys. But this epidemic, which has spread in, for instance, a particular hospital in South Africa, has essentially killed all HIV-positive people that were affected.